learning this week about Olal Shulchan Malachim, the condition for Bishlachim, something has to be Olal Shulchan Malachim. In particular, the question of the language of Lelafis Boasapas, that it applies to things which are Olal Shulchan Malachim in order to accompany the pas. Some Girsos Thimar don't have it, but the Rambam brings it, Shulchan Aruch brings it. The question is, what exactly does this mean? So the language of the Shulchan Aruch in particular is that it has to be Olal Shulchan Malachim Lelafis Boasapas, O leparperis. So the implication is that it doesn't have that your option. You have an option to be osur. It's not just lapis vasa pas. There's another type of food called parperis, which is also osur. Either lapis vasa pas is lav dafka then in the Gemara, or other possibilities. But the Shulchan Aruch implies that lapis vasa pas is not the only way something can be olal shulchan malachim. The Pri Chadash disagrees at length. Pri Chadash thinks the Shulchan Aruch is not correct. The Pri Chadash says that based on the Rambam. In particular, the ikar is it has to be lafis ba'as apas. Something that is not lafis ba'as apas is not going to be usher, dessert type things, and so on. And certainly things that are eaten as snacks that are not in the context of a meal at all are not going to be usher. Before we get any deeper into the shitas here, we have to distinguish between four or five cases of things that are not, several cases of things that are not actually lafis ba'as, well, besides bread itself, we have things that are lafis ba'as apas that are eaten with bread, maybe meat that you put in a sandwich with bread. Then there are things that are eaten as other courses in the meal, not typically with bread, things like orez or daisa, potato kugel maybe. There are things that aren't eaten with bread, but they're eaten as parts of the meal. There is kinuach. There are different types of dessert-type things which are eaten as a component of the meal. They're not really major courses of the meal, but they're eaten as either appetizers or desserts, what the post can call kinuach, to clear the palate or something else after the meal. And there are snacks that are eaten not in the context of a meal at all. Then there are things, again, like the potato kugel or the arroz, which are eaten by themselves as a meal, but are not, but again, are not eaten with a meal of bread, certainly not with bread itself. We eat arroz, we eat rice often as part of a meal with bread, but arroz is something that would be eaten, let's say, as a meal by itself. Now the Pri Chadash is the big mekel. The Pri Chadash says that unless something is olah shulchan malachim lafis ba'as apas, if it's dessert kinuach, that doesn't count. That's not subject to bishalachim. What about something like potato kugel, something which is eaten as a course in a meal, but is not eaten with bread? Pri Chadash pretty clearly seems to say that is aser. He says even he agrees that's aser. Orez and daisa and these things he concedes are aser. His condition of lafis ba'as apas only applies to like secondary things, like snack things, but he's moda that important foods that are a chelik of the meal are going to be usher. The Beis Meir also summarizes the Pri Chadash, explains that the Pri Chadash distinguishes between liftun, the example the Beis Meir gives of these little dugim katanim that are not really food by itself, they're eaten clearly as either an appetizer or as a relish to something else. Of those things, he says, that's machlokes, Pri Chadash, and Shulchan Aruch, whether those things are subject to bishalachim or not, that since they're only really lafes or liftun, if they're not actually eaten, lafes ba'as apas, they're eaten by themselves as liftun by itself, that's not subject to bishalachim. Masha'en kain, if it is something like real food that they bring in the Beis Meir says that, certainly real food is examples of the Pri Chadash, like daisa or oriz, something which is real food in and of itself, there is no such condition of lafis ba'as apas. Now, the truth is, so when it comes to kinuach, the Pri Chadash is telling us, perhaps most achronim hold this way, the Dak Hashuva brings a number of achronim who seem to go this way, and say that it is not subject to bishalakim. Many of the contemporary poskim seem to say that most poskim hold like the Pri Chadash. On the other hand, Aruch HaShulchan goes back and forth. He's quoted, I saw, in different ways. On the one hand, in the main text of Aruch HaShulchan, he concludes by saying, since the Shulchan Aruch is machmer and says, even parperis is usher, we should be machmer. On the other hand, the Aruch HaShulchan then goes on in his notes and says, ho'ikr nir toliba lafis ba'as apas, v'tzarachin. I'm not sure exactly what that line means, but many contemporary poskim, when they discuss different kinds of snacks and stuff, they say that certainly when it comes to snacks, they're not eaten as part of a meal, like popcorn in the example some of them talk about, but even things that are eaten as part of a meal, many poskim seem to side with the Pri Chadash that it would not be subject to the laws of bishalachim. And the truth is, when we discuss snacks and stuff, there are certainly the snacks that are not eaten as part of a meal. So you really get into a second question, because besides the question of whether it is olal shulchan malachim lafis ba'as apas, where popcorn snacks are not lafis ba'as apas, you get into the other question of, even forget the phrase alaf is basa pas, even if you're not gurus down in the Gemara, what does Shulchan Malachim mean? The Chazon Ish is quoted by Rav Schwab, the Achronim bring Rav Schwab, it's quoting the Chazon Ish, who said that Olal Shulchan Malachim, sardines are Olal Shulchan Malachim because the King of England eats sardines for breakfast. But many other poskim, Rav Soloveitchik and the Rav Heinemann, and you know, many poskim seem to assume that this seems to be the dominant view in contemporary poskim, that Olal Shulchan Malachim, even aside from any question of Laf is Basa Pas, doesn't mean a king eats it. It means eaten at a kingly feast, at a royal feast, at a state dinner is the standard Rav Heinemann gives, or other poskim give examples of weddings or fancy, elegant affairs. So something like popcorn, even without the condition of Laf is Basa Pas, many poskim argue fails on the grounds that it isn't eaten at a state dinner. So if you limit your discussion to things that are eaten at a state dinner, at a royal feast, then royal feast, I don't know if there's such a thing as a royal feast, which isn't a feast, it's just a snack. Is there such a thing as a royal snack, a snack that, when the president... Sorry?
Tea and crumpets,
yeah. When the president receives the crown prince of Saudi Arabia or something, so let's say they're not having a full dinner, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he just wants to put out coffee or tea and crumpets or something, would that be called Olal Shulchan Malachim according to the Rav Heinemann standard of state dinner? It's a state snack, if there's such a thing, or state high tea, or whatever it is. If you could say that it is, then we get into the first question, though. Still, are crumpets considered lafis ba'as apas? So again, according to the Pri Chadash, things which are kinuach are not lafis ba'as apas. But even the Pri Chadash agrees, real foods, even if they're not lafis ba'as apas, is. And it is. So then the question, and furthermore, we have the Chasam Sofer too, who says that. So that lafis ba'as apas, if it's eaten in a meal and it's secondary, then the Chasam Sofer also goes like the Pri Chadash, that's not called lafis ba'as apas. But the Chasam Sofer says that something which is eaten as a meal by itself, some of the contemporary poskim say, according to the Chasam Sofer, even something like cornflakes or things which are certainly not lafis ba'as apas, but if they're eaten as a meal in and of itself, then certainly they would be considered Olal Shulchan Malachim lafis ba'as apas. Again, modulo the other consideration of questions of whether breakfast is considered a state dinner and not Olal Shulchan Malachim, but something like if the primary the primary snack food is something like the crumpets that they serve, whatever exactly crumpets are, I couldn't tell you, but if the primary food, the main food, it's not a tuffle to anything else, it's if the main food at this snack or at the state snack or whatever it is, something like crumpets, so what the Pri Chadash would hold is not entirely clear. Pri Chadash agrees that Arez and Dice, you can argue that whole snack is something which is begadur lafis ba'as apas. It's not eaten as real food. It's just eaten as a kind of snack. Maybe it would be like the kinuach the Pri Chadash talks about that he says is not subject bishalakum. It is hard to know. Contemporary poskim, when they talk about different types of snacks like chips and popcorn and stuff, I think Rav Heinemann's language is that many poskim say things are only Olal Shulchan Malachim if they're eaten for healthy reasons and as part of a nutritious meal. Things which are eaten just for taste or for snacking are not Olal Shulchan Malachim lafis ba'as apas. So again, assuming the crumpets are not, they're mostly about taste, they're not about eating real food as a meal, then again, you can argue that it would fall into the same category of lifton, which is, it's not daisa, it's lifton, it's something which is secondary to real food, and it's not eaten, it's not being eaten, lafis ba'as apas, then it would not be subject to the laws of bishalakim. There's a very strange sheet of the Knesset Gedola. I didn't have a chance to look it up firsthand, I saw it brought on the Darchei Tshuva. This seems to be a complete das yachid, but it's an incredible chumrah. The Knesset Gedola is talking about coffee, which is a heavily discussed question. I think the Shifty people say they're going to get to it next week in more detail. But the Knesset Gedola discussing coffee is inclined to be machmer. He says that some people are mekil on the grounds that it's not Olal Shulchan Malachim lafis ba'as apas because coffee isn't eaten as an accompaniment to bread. So some poskim say that when you dip the donuts into the coffee, that is kind of, people do dip bread into coffee or different types of things into coffee. Maybe it is considered lafis ba'as apas. But even putting that aside, the Knesset Gedola, I think he actually mentions that. That's one of his reasons to say that they have to be machmer in coffee. But additionally, he says the only time something that's not lafis ba'as apas is excluded from bishalakum is only if it's not olal shulchan malachim lafis ba'as apas, but it is olal shulchan hedyotis lafis ba'as apas. If a hedyot does eat a lafis ba'as apas and a melech does not, that tells us that it's not subject to the laws of bishalakum. In other words, even if the melech eats it, maybe not lafis ba'as apas, but if the melech doesn't eat it lafis ba'as apas and the hedyot does, that something like that is not subject to the laws of Bishalachim, but something which even a Hedyot does not eat Lafis Basapas, and the Melech eats it in exactly the same way the Hedyot does, then the condition of Lafis Basapas is moot.
So it's like the Lashon of the Ritva.
That what?
Yeah, so the Lashon of the Ritva is the Kiyam Rinan, something. So he says, Hani Mili Bidvarim Shachirim Lafis Basapas.
Uh huh. Okay, right. I guess I guess it would be the same idea.
And it's in when he in the sheet he's rejecting, but that's when he brings the parts
of it. So because it all seems to go with that sheetah, so according to him, that this entire discussion, the prechadish, this whole kula of lafis bozapas, and all these kulos, all these poskim who are saying that snacks are not lafis bozapas, this all goes right out the window. It's only something that that a hedyot eats lafis bozapas and a melech does not. That's what we're coming lafuke with the term of lafis bozapas. But all these cases we've been discussing, the cake and the chips and the preserves and the snacks. As long as it's not something that a hedyot eats lafis basapas and a melech does not, all these things, if the melech eats it the same way the hedyot does, and it's olal shulchan lachim, whatever the standard is, day dinner or not, or breakfast or whatever it is, according to the Knesset Gedolah, all these things would be subject to bishalachim, which again would be a tremendous chumrah. It seems that the vast majority of the poskim don't go with this, and the vast whether they accept b'chadosh or not, they all assume that the condition of olal shulchan lachim and lafis basapas is not. With respect to a hedyot, it just means ba'etzim. Does he eat it to lafis basapas, whatever that means? And if he does, whether it's whether you hold a stafka lafis basapas, whether you hold anything that's a chashuva food, like kugel, it's eaten as a real food is, whether you hold even merkachas as part of a meal, that's also called that lafis basapas is lavdafka, just means eaten as part of a meal, maybe not a pure snack. But all these things, it doesn't matter whether the hedyot does or doesn't do, as long as the melech does it, lafis basapas, whatever lafis basapas means, that's subject to the laws of bishalachim. If it's something that the melech does not eat lafis basapas, then it is not subject to the laws of lachim, regardless of what the hedyot does.